بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we had commenced with reading from the Kitab Anwar al-Salah, the aspect of the of At-Tahiyyat. We had discussed the translation of At-Tahiyyat, where we are expressing that all our ibadat, whether it is verbal, whether it is physical, whether it is monetary, all this belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And finally, we said that a person, he recites a tashahud where he says that I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. This is what we refer to as tashahud. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh. That is referred to as tashahud. Parna at-tahiyyat ka qada pehle aur dusre mein wajib hai. Now, to read this at-tahiyyat in the first sitting posture after two rakat, and similarly to read it at the end, if a person is reading a 4 rakat salah, at the end on the 4th rakat to sit and recite at-tahiyyat, this recitation is wajib. Aur baithna qaade pichle mein baqadr parne at-tahiyyat ke farz hai. And to sit in the final sitting posture for the duration of at-tahiyyat, that is farz. So to read it in both the postures is wajib, and to sit in the final sitting posture for the duration of at-tahiyyat, that is farz, that is obligatory. اور مضمون قعدہ اخیر کا اس طرح سمجھے کہ یہ وقت دربار کے رخصت ہے. And the subject matter of the final sitting posture, understand it this way, that what is the final sitting posture now? So he's explaining that to us. He said this is a time when a person is now departing from the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like we said that the guest came to the house and the guests are down and we entertain them, maybe they spend the night with us, next day now they're leaving, so everyone is going to first make salam and then they're going to leave the house. So he said this final sitting posture, also understanding this way, this is a time you are departing from the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And how do you do it? Ye waqt darbar ke rukhsat ka hai, assalamu alayka karke bahar aana chahiye. Now you make salam, so to say you're making salam to Allah Ta'ala and you're coming out of salah. Assalamu alayka is darbar ke sahib ka ye hai. But now what is the salam of Allah Ta'ala? When you're making salam and leaving the court of Allah, how do you make salam? So he says, yeh at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. That Allah, all my verbal ibadat, all my physical ibadat, all my monetary ibadat, all this belongs to you, Allah. That is the salam to Allah Ta'ala. Aur iske salam Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par hai. Baad iske salam Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par hai. Day after making salam to Allah, next is our salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So then what we say? Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That salam, peace be upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rahmat of Allah, and the barakat and the blessings of Allah. So we made salam to Allah. Now you made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur apne waaste, aur sab bandho ke waaste, is tarah hai, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And for us, and for all the servants, now we make dua of salamati for everyone. So we say that peace be upon all of us, and the righteous servants of Allah ta'ala. After you have made salam to all three, for you made salam to Allah Ta'ala, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you made dua for all the servants, the believers, baad iske tashahud hai. And thereafter you come to the tashahud. Aur tashahud kehte hai gawahi dene ko. What is tashahud? Tashahud means that a person, he gives evidence, he confesses. Ke wo ye hai, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness, I give evidence that there is no deity except Allah Ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and he is messenger. Janna chahiye ki ye gawahi tawheed ki hai. We should understand that this evidence, this testimony that we're giving, this is of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Ki khuda ko ek jane, aur iski bandagi mein kisi ko sharik na tere. That Allah Ta'ala is one. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has no partner whatsoever. Aur Peygamber alaihi salatu wasalam ko khuda ka banda jane, aur Rasul iska pehchane. And a person, he bears testimony that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah Ta'ala and he is the messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aur maloom kare ki aise hi mazmoon ko zuban par lane aur dil mein yaqeen karne se musalman hua hai. And a person should know that this subject matter, this where a person, he testifies, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that this bringing it onto the tongue and having conviction in the heart of a person makes a person a Muslim. So iman comprises of two things. One is what we call iqrar bil lisan. You got to confess with your tongue. And tasdeeq bil qalb. And with the heart, you got to testify to it. So let's say if a person, if he makes iqrar bil lisan, verbally he says that I'm a Muslim. in the time of Nabi, but in the heart he doesn't have iman. So in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala will inform Nabi alayhi salam, this is a munafiq, this is a hypocrite. Because verbally he's saying I'm a Muslim, but in his heart he's not a Muslim. But in today's time, nobody is going to tell us this is a munafiq. So because he made iqrar bil lisan, when he passed away, we will give him a Muslim burial, etc. And his matter is then left to Allah ta'ala. So that is iqrar bil lisan, and there's no tasdeeq bil qalb. In the heart he doesn't testify. And if you have to turn the table the other way, if a person, he doesn't make iqrar bil lisan, verbally he doesn't say I'm a Muslim, but he already recited kalima, so many of we heard that they were Hindu people, that they had accepted Islam whole life, they remained as Muslims, nobody knew, only at the time of death it came out that these people were Muslims. So a person, he doesn't express it verbally, but in his heart he has brought iman, then obviously you cannot bury him as a Muslim because we don't know he's a Muslim. But because he had brought iman, his matter with Allah Ta'ala is different. This person finally, inshallah, he will go to Jannah. So he says, iman is both now. That if to become a Muslim, a person has to verbally also, he has to confess, and his heart also has to testify. Or namaz faraz hui, or usi par khatam hui. And namaz became faraz on this, on iman. When a person brought iman, now namaz is faraz on him. So on this, namaz became faraz on iman. And on this, namaz is also ending. When we ending our namaz, we testifying to the oneness of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Aur maloom rakhe ke jis mazmoon par madar kisi kaam ka hota hai, takrar usi mazmoon ki awwal aakhir aaya karti hai. He says that any work that it takes place that or it depends on any subject matter, then that subject matter is always brought in the beginning also, and it is brought in the ending also. Like when a person he gives a bayan, he starts on a certain subject matter. But in the end, he brings back that subject matter and he recaps the whole bayan. So here also he's saying that on iman, that this namaz became farad. So this iman, Allah Ta'ala brought it in the end of salah also. You testifying to the oneness of Allah, that came in the end of salah as well. Us waste pehle takbir-e-tahreema se pas hadir hone darbar-e-khas ka karte hai. He says, that is why before we read the takbir-e-tahreema, before we say Allahu Akbar, this is when a person intends presenting himself in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So before this takbir-e-tahreema, what does a person say? They sing, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. I face in the direction of that being, Allah Ta'ala, who created the heavens and the earth, hanifa. Hanif means to turn away from deen-e-batil, from all deens of falsehood. To deen-e-haq, from deen-e-batil you turn away and you face in the direction of deen-e-haq. So I face in the direction of that being who created the heavens and the earth, Hanifa, that deen, I turn away from all falsehood towards the true deen. Wama ana minal mushrikeen, and I am not from amongst those that ascribe partisan to Allah Ta'ala. So see, before you say takbir and tahreema, there also a person, he is confessing to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. He's ending his salah also, the same subject matter is brought again. That you reading the tashahud. Parte hai. Yani, mene muh kiya. Same. He's giving the translation of it now, which I've already explained. Yani, mene muh kiya iski taraf ke. Jisne zameen aur aasman banaye. Ek taraf ka ho raha. Aur main shirk nahi karta. Aur andar namaz ke bhi ye mazmoon bahut hai. This subject matter of being pure from kufr and shirk, and confessing to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, this has come many a times in salah as well. Jaise ke wala ilaha ghayruk, when we read the sana, we say wala ilaha ghayruk, there is no deity except you Allah. So they also be negating kufr and shirk. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, when we say that Allah, it's only you we worship and only you that we seek assistance from. So it is only Allah Ta'ala who is our Rabb, everyone else we turn away from. Or iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in mawjood hai. Aur jis waqt darbar se rukhsat huye, to yahi ahad wa peyman kar uthe ki ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So he says, similarly now, at the time when you are departing from the court of Allah Ta'ala, you're making the same promise and you are waking up, you are getting up, you are departing from the salah, that I bear witness there is no deity except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger and the rasul of Allah. So a person, he reads the tashahud, he confesses to the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and baad iske durood pare. Thereafter a person recites durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, which has a Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi translate. He said, Allahumma, O Allah, Allah, pyar kar Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. make love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a tarjumah he used to make of salli ala. We say Allah sends salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, just as you send salutations upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Innaka hamidun majid, O Allah, verily you are worthy of all praise, and O Allah, you are most exalted. Ilahi rahmat-e khas bhej. So ya salli actually means send your special mercies. Your rahmat-e khas bhej upar Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke aur aale Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, jaise rahmat-e khas bheji tune upar Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam ke aur aale Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam ke, tu hi hai saraha gaya buzurgi wala hai. And then the next durood, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, O Allah, send blessings, barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama barakta ala Ibrahim, as you have sent barakat and blessings upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa ala ali Ibrahim, and on the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, innaka hamidun majid, O Allah, you are worthy of all praise, you are the most exalted. It is mentioned these two durood sharif, this is the most virtuous durood that a person can read, that is why Allah ta'ala brought this durood in salam. In our salah. So the translation in Urdu, Ilahi barkat bhej upar Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke aur aale Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, jaise ke barkat bheji tune upar Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam ke aur aale Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam ke, tu hi saraha gaya hai. Ab adab ke saath namaz se bahar aana chahiye. Now a person is leaving namaz. So he's saying, when you leaving namaz, then come out of namaz with adab, with respect. A person should come out of salah. Bahar aana namaz se fard hai. To come out of salah, this is fard. What you call in the kitabs of fiqh is referred to as khuruj bi sun'ihi. That to come out of namaz, this is fard. To say the word of assalamu alaikum, to say the word, just the word assalam, that is sunnah. So to come out of namaz, this is fard. Aur tahiyya masnoon namaz se bahar aane ka shara' mein ye hai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the masnoon, the sunnat greeting to come out of namaz, as I mentioned now, the sunnat greeting in shariat to come out of namaz is to say the words assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So to come out of namaz is fard. But the sunnat way of coming out of namaz, that is to say the words assalamu alaikum. Munfarid ko chahiye ke ba waqt salam ke farishto kiraman katibin ki jo iske daaye aur baaye hai niyat kare. Person that is reading namaz alone, when he is making salam, then first, when he turns to his right, he must make niyat of the malaika, of the kiram and katibin, those scribes, those angels that are writing down our deeds, make salam to them on the right also, on the left also, for a person reading namaz alone. Or muqtadi, jo imam ke piche, because the munfarid, the one that's alone, there's no imam that's there. So he only makes salam to the malaika. Now he comes to the muqtadi, the person that is behind the imam. Or muqtadi, jo imam ke piche barabar hai. That muqtadi that is standing directly behind the imam. So for example, normally the muazzin, he stands generally behind the imam in the masajid. So the person that stands directly behind the imam, or daaye taraf wale muqtadi, or farishte ki niyat kare. When he, daaye taraf wale muqtadi or farishto ki niyat, when he makes salam, he must make salam of the muqtadis that are on his right hand side, when he's making salam to the right, to the muqtadis that are on the right hand side, and to the farishtas that are on his right hand side. Or isi tar, and also he must make niyat of the imam as well. When he makes to the right, he must make niyat of the imam as well. Or isi tarah baaye taraf ke salam mein imam aur baaye muqtadi aur farishto ki niyat kare. And when he makes salam to the left, then he will make salam to the imam again, and to those muqtadis that are on his left, and to the malaika that on his left. So a person that is directly behind the imam, when he makes salam to the right, all the people that are on my right, to the malaika that are on my right, and the imam as well. And when he's making salam to the left, then the same thing will apply. He will make salam to all the muqtadis that are on his left, the malaika that are on the left, and the imam. He must make niyat of the imam as well, because he is standing directly behind the imam. Or jo muqtadi ke imam ke daaye hai, and that muqtadi that is on the right hand side of the imam. So in other words, he's standing on this side of the imam. So jo muqtadi ke imam ke daaye hai, daaye salam mein muqtadi aur farishto ki jo iske daaye hai niyat kare. Then when he makes salam to his right hand side, then all the muqtadis that are on his right hand side, because imam is here, he's going to be facing that way. So he should make niyat of the muqtadis that are on his right hand side, and the malaika that are on his right hand side. اور بائیں سلام میں امام اور مقتدی اور فرشتوں کے جو اس کے بائیں طرف ہے نیت کرے. اینڈ وین ہی میک سلام ٹو ہیز لیفٹ ناؤ ہیز گون ٹو فیس دس وے. سو آل دا مقتدیز دیٹ آن ہیز لیفٹ, دا ملائکہ دیٹ آن ہیز لیفٹ, اینڈ دا امام ول آلسو بی آن ہیز لیفٹ, سو ہی ول میک نیت آف دا امام ایز ویل. اسی طرح جو مقتدی کے امام کے بائیں ہیں, سملرلی دا سیم ول اپلائی ٹو اے مقتدی دیٹ از سٹینڈنگ آن دا لیفٹ ہینڈ سائڈ آف دا امام. وین ہی میک سلام ٹو دا رائٹ, آل دا مقتدیز, the imam and the malaika, and when he turns to the left, only the malaika and the muqtadi that are on the left. Aur jo muqtadi ke dai taraf kinare saf ke hai, dai salam mein farishton ki niyat kare aur bai salam mein imam aur muqtadi aur farishton ki. Now he says that what about that person that is standing last in the saf, he is standing in the end. So when he is standing on the end, if he is making salam, for example, if he is standing on the right hand side and he makes salam to the right, so when he makes salam, there's nobody else left there. So he just makes niyat of the farishta that are on his right hand side. But when he makes to the left, now he's going to face the congregation that is here, the malaika and the imam, so make niyat of all of them. Or muqtadi bai taraf ke kinare wale ala hadha al-qiyas, and the person that is standing on the extreme left, similarly he should do, when he makes salam on the right, he will make niyat of the imam, the muqtadis and the malaika. When he makes salam on the left, there's no one else there, so just the malaika on his left. Iske baad, if a person, he makes this niyat, if a person makes this niyat of the muqtadis, of the malaika, etc., then what we were discussing yesterday about, that one is the system that we have in the world of cause and effect, and one is the system that is beyond that system. That is the system above, which overrides this entire system. That is a direct connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where a person doesn't even depend on the things of the dunya, he depends totally on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For example, we gave the example of medication, that if a person takes medication, then I will be cured from whatever illness I have. Now that is a system of cause and effect, that is sunnah. If a person doesn't take the medication, and if a person loses his life, he's not sinful in the court of Allah, because this is sunnah. If you didn't act on the sunnah, a person, he won't be guilty in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if a person, he makes niyat of these malaika, that system of the ghaib of Allah ta'ala, where he won't be restricted only to the world of cause and effect. If a person stays on cause and effect, he'll stay for the rest of his life on this. But if a person, he turns to Allah Ta'ala and he makes niyat of these malaika, etc., then that system of Allah Ta'ala would override this system of cause and effect. He will reach that system. And that is where we need to reach. We shouldn't just stay over. Our gaze should be at the highest point. For instance, many times he says that a person, he must ask for the highest. Whatever we ask for, we must ask for the highest. In Jannat, we ask for the highest. Then wherever Allah Ta'ala puts us, we're happy with the decision of Allah. In things of dunya, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا, grant us goodness in dunya. Ask for the highest in dunya. And then wherever Allah Ta'ala keeps us, we're happy with the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Iske baad ek dua parni sunnat hai. Thereafter, to recite one dua is sunnat. What is this dua after salah? Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabaraka ya zil jalali wal ikram. That Allah, anta salam, you are salam, you are peace. You are the giver of peace. That salamati, peace, is from Allah Ta'ala. And this salamati, we don't understand. But every moment of our life, we in the salamati of Allah Ta'ala. If that salamati of Allah Ta'ala has to be moved away for 1 second, a man that is driving, he'll meet in an accident. If a person is riding on that animal will become wild and a person will just fall off. If that salamati is moved for 1 second, one alim was mentioning now, lately, Mona Masiullah Sahib Rahmatullah's grandson. He's been in Natal for many years, he's married there. And he was mentioning, he says that in South Africa, we're living in South Africa, he says with the crime rate in South Africa, he says it's almost impossible to survive. He says, but alhamdulillah, we are all surviving. The salamati of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah has made it easy, life just carries on. We're going to work, we're hearing of hold ups, we're hearing of everything, but life just goes on. This is that if we have the protection of Allah, the salamati of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person got nothing to worry about. So Allahumma anta salam. This is a very great dua. Says, Allah, you are the one that gives peace. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامِ سَلَامَتِي, peace is from you, Allah. تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا وَتَعَالِيْتَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. That, O Allah, you are the one of full of blessings and barakat. You are most exalted, Allah, and you are most generous, Allah. Hadith ki sahih riwayaton mein ye dua usi qadar mazkur hai. In the authentic narrations of hadith, this dua has been mentioned only up to this point. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارکت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. جاننا چاہے کہ جو یہ بندہ پانچ وقت بیچ دربار ایسے بادشاہ عالی جا کے بے منت اور احسان کسی دوسرے کے حاضر ہو کے سرفراز ہوا, تو پھر لازم ہے کہ جو اپنے مالک کے سامنے اقرار کر آیا اس پر قائم رہے. He says that that servant, you should understand that that servant, that five times a day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq of coming into his court, in the court of such a great king, and that too, without the favor of any other human being, then it is lazim upon you when you came before him, and the confessions that you made before him, then remain on those confessions. Like we explained yesterday also, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, that Ya Allah, only you are going to seek assistance from. So remain on that confession. Ye nahi ke panch waqt dar parwardigar ke samne iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ke aave baad iske kisi aur ko pooje. That shouldn't be that five times a day you came, you made the ibadah of Allah, you seeking help from Allah Ta'ala, you say only you I worship Allah, and after this you go and worship somebody else. Now a person is in difficulty, now he's worried about insurance policy. Now he's in problem, he's worried about medical aid. Now he's putting his trust on other people. Why? Because now he's got a little bit of problem, health problem. What am I going to do? How am I going to get to a doctor? How am I going to go to government hospital? I need medical aid. Allah Ta'ala created you. Allah Ta'ala will take care of everything. Put your trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And many people have done it. Many people, they ask, they say that, can we go? Is it permissible? We say, no, you can't go. Finish. Leave it out. We don't need it. And how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the means for them, and they get their treatment free of charge also. So a person, when he says, I'll ask help from Allah Ta'ala, then remain upon that. Not only in namaz. When you come out of namaz, then remain on that. Or waqt musibat ke kisi aur ko pukare. At the time of difficulty, now we're going to ask somebody else. Person got a financial problem. Now we think that, who am I going to go? And which person? Maybe this person will help me. That person will help me. In one, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in one bayan, under one bayan he has written, that one person, he was in difficulty, lot of debts, lot of problems. So he thought, what must I do? So somebody told him, 1,000 miles, you got to travel 1,000 miles, like going from here to Cape Town, 1,000 kilometers. 1,000 kilometers you must travel, and there's a very generous man. Whatever need you go with over there, he will give it to you. So this person undertook the journey in those days, and 1,000 kilometers, however, maybe on animal, walking, whatever it must have been, after how long he reached his destination. When he reached his destination, it was Asr time. He read his Asr namaz. After reading Asr namaz, he found that they're burying that person. That person has been buried. He said, 1,000 kilometers, I came. And it was time, just shortly after, it was Maghrib. He read Maghrib. And the way he cried, in that tiredness, he fell off to sleep. He fell off to sleep. And when he fell off to sleep, then he sees a dream. In there, he is informed that Allah Ta'ala informs him that in your own house, in a certain room, dig there, and your grandfather has left a lot of treasure. So much of treasure that all your needs will be fulfilled, and perhaps there will be enough for your lifetime also. So now he asks, he says, Ya Allah, so much of difficulty, so much of problem I went through, and I traveled 1,000 kilometers, and I was at home, it could have been shown to me that there the treasure is here, just dig here, and you would, and the treasure would have been opened up to you. Why so much? Allah Ta'ala informed him in the dream, he says, that if you got it there, you wouldn't have made qadr for it. That's why we made you go 1,000 kilometers. So what you're going to get, you make qadr for it, you now will value that. So when a person, he goes through a little bit of difficulty, now he cries to Allah, he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, Allah, I need this treatment, you open it up, you give me shifa without that treatment also. Oh, Ya Allah, you make it easy in the hospital. Allah Ta'ala will open it up, that little bit, then you'll value it. How Allah Ta'ala will open it up, you also won't understand how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is open from the unseen. How many people say it also? We thought this was impossible, but Allah Ta'ala made it possible. So a man that has his trust on Allah, Allah will open the way. There's nothing to worry about. Or madad chahe, or lazim hai ke jo khuda se dua kare ke ihdina sirat al mustaqim, to isko tahqeeq kare ke sirat al mustaqim ki ra raza mandi haq Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ki hai, kya hai? We asking dua in salah, we asking help from Allah Ta'ala, and we asking, making dua in salah, that, oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. So he says that, find out now, what is the straight path by which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes pleased, by which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes happy, that what is the straight path, this we should try and find out as well. InshaAllah, we'll stop here. There's one more section. InshaAllah, we'll try and finish it on Saturday morning, and then we'll have the practicals of salah, InshaAllah, on Saturday. Allah Ta'ala give us those.